Welcome back into a Friday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. Let's head back to the hotline. We welcome in Columbus Blue Jackets insider Jeff Svoboda. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time. And tough sledding of late for the CBJ, but they're coming off a victory, a 5-4 win over the Detroit Red Wings. What were your three major takeaways from the victory for the CBJ over the Wings?
Well, things are turning a little bit, and that's kind of the main takeaway that I would have. This team went through a stretch where they just won. They won one. Try saying that three times fast. They won one out of eight games, and so the reason that they just weren't winning was that the puck was not going in the net. And now we've seen in the past two games they scored 10 goals. So the first 2 5 goal games of the season have come together, and so you know, they're starting to just the pressure's coming off a little bit. You could tell. And this happens in hockey all the time when a team is not scoring goals. It just, you know, the phrase that's used is they're gripping the stick too tight. And it's just, you know, they're just trying so hard that it almost is counterproductive. And now we're starting to see the pressure's coming off, but they're starting to put the puck in the net. And that's probably the number one takeaway is that they're getting goals from young guys. They're getting goals from kind of the veterans that they expected to get goals from this year. And if they do that, they're going to be in good shape because suddenly, you know, when you score goals, it takes away that margin of error. You're able to kind of make some mistakes that, you know, some of the mistakes they made in the game last night, if they made them in other games, they would have lost that game. But, you know, when the puck's going in, it covers up a little bit, and everybody starts feeling better. So that's probably the main takeaway. And then you said kind of getting the veterans going, and you know, the power play scored 2 goals as well. So, you know, the moral of the story is in the sport, if you don't score goals, you're not going to win, and you're not going to have fun. There's been some winning, and there's been some fun a little bit now that the puck's starting to go in the net.
Certainly. 3 wins in a row for the team right now. I think they've scored 13 over their last 3. But I think more impressive against Montreal earlier in the week. And then last night against Detroit, they posted 5 goals in both those games. As you just kind of alluded to, that's allowed them to play a little looser. But do you think things are getting maybe a little more cohesive with that young group? Guys are just kind of figuring out what's expected of them from the veterans and all?
That could very well be it. You know, you never know, you know, what will happen in a season. And you can return so much of a team, and the Blue Jackets by and large return a lot of the team. You know, the focus was on some guys who left coming into the season, but you know, their top 13 scorers from a year ago, 12 of them returned, so it wasn't like this was a total rebuild job this team had. But you know, still, when a season starts, you still kind of have to figure out your roles, and you know, guys you expect to struggle will do well, and guys you expect to do well will struggle, and then it's all about how each of those guys respond to those situations that ends up, you know, kind of determining how good your team is. But I think kind of the biggest thing about this team right now is that they talked about, you know, they needed the veterans to really start playing well for this team to become the team that it's going to have to be. And there's an absolute element of truth to that. But I think what we ended up seeing was that kind of the rookie, the young exuberance actually kind of was the spark that this team needed. They've had some young guys really contribute to the scoring recently. Eric Robinson, who's 24 years old, but he's still a rookie, has come up and scored 3 goals in the last 4 games and really added an element of speed and just kind of a powder keg to the offense a little bit, just kind of setting it off and getting things going for this team. And then Emil Bemström, the 20-year-old rookie from Sweden, has, you know, had a 5-game point streak before last night. So finally he started scoring, and 20-year-old rookie Alexander Texier scored last night as well. And I think, you know, rather than the veterans dragging the young guys in, I think the young guys kind of drag the veterans in here a little bit, just with their energy, just with, you know, whereas the veterans are maybe standing there thinking like, oh boy, like what's going on? Like, you know, we know the storyline around this team and we're feeling the pressure a little bit. The young guys just kind of came in and said, we're just going to go out there and play. You know, we're playing kind of for our NHL lives. And, you know, they went out and started scoring some goals, and suddenly things feel a lot better around here because once the puck starts going in the net, the worm turns a little bit. So yeah. I think, you know, if the next step is to get those veterans coming along and really leading the way. And I think that there's a good chance that they will. If those guys start playing to the numbers on the back of their baseball card, so to speak, this team will be in really good shape because, you know, they even though they struggled to begin the season, if everything rounds into form and everyone starts contributing, then this can be a pretty dangerous hockey team.
Well, despite scoring a couple power play goals, I think it was last night against Detroit, Jackets special teams has been a little lackluster this year. Team decided to do something about that. They went out and hired Paul McClain, who's probably got the greatest stash in the game. But beyond that, has been a head coach for the Ottawa Senators and other teams. This is a pretty exciting hire, I think, if you're a Blue Jackets fan, to see him come in.
Yeah, well, there's not a whole lot of guys who have won the Coach of the Year Award in the NHL, the True. Jack Adams Award. Who
You've got two of them.
You know, sitting there kind of doing nothing, which is, he was available. So, you know, when you can add a guy who's spent a lot of time behind an NHL bench. He's a very experienced coach, 20 years as a coach in this league and around hockey. You know, and before that, he was a 11-year veteran as a player. So that's a wealth of hockey knowledge that's walking in the door right there. And credit to this team for saying, we see an area where we can get better. We're not going to sit there and just be satisfied with what we're doing. We're going to go out there and make an aggressive move and try to improve the team. And that's what they've done with that. They see it as a way to just kind of strengthen things. I think it makes a lot of sense. You see, you look at the average NFL team and you've got, not only is there a linebackers coach, there's an assistant linebackers coach and probably an assistant to the assistant linebackers coach. And in the NHL, so many teams are just kind of getting by with a head coach and an assistant or two. The Blue Jackets saw an area where they needed to get better and, wanted to get better. Saw a coach that they thought could make them better, and it's a very specialized thing. The power play is compared to what you're doing in a 5-on-5 situation. So they saw an opportunity and decided to go with it, which is pretty exciting to show the commitment. I think if you're a Blue Jackets fan, that they're willing to do something like that.
Yeah, you kind of blew my mind there at the beginning. I'm trying to think of how many other coaching staffs have two Jack Adams Award winners on it. That's pretty impressive for the Columbus Blue Jackets. And as you kind of pointed out, and I saw one of the articles you posted on that, that's one of the reasons Yarmo went out for him and said, look, we're going to do everything to make this team better as we progress through this season, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much the thought, is that, obviously when they made the hire, the team was 8-8-4, which is, nominally 500, but means you've only won 8 out of your 20 games. And so if you stay on that path, you're not going to be a playoff team. And, this team views itself as a team that has, they've been in the postseason the last 3 years. They view themselves as a team that has the ability to make it 4 in a row. And so, they kind of needed to, shore up an area that, has been kind of viewed as a weakness both by the fan base, but internally as well, because you can look at the numbers and see what they are. The power play was, 24th in the league before last night, and they scored 2 power play goals in that night. It was starting to turn around a little bit. They scored in 4 or 5 games before the decision yesterday to bring in McLean. But I think there's something to be said for, if your team sees a weakness, attacking it and trying to make it better. They also see his ability to strengthen everything overall because, this is a guy that, as I said, coached a lot of hockey. He's not just going to be there talking about power play. That'll be his main focus. But, he's a very experienced guy and another outlet and another brain in the room that can point out things and try to make this team better.
Speaking with Blue Jackets insider and Lorraine native Jeff Svoboda about the Blue Jackets right now and a big game coming up this weekend against the Winnipeg Jets. Before we get to that, though, Jeff, you put a pretty good story out there about how the goaltending for the Blue Jackets is really starting to settle in. At the time you had written that, I think both goaltenders had a goals against average of .913, which is pretty solid here, especially in the early part of the season. But you get the feeling that those guys are getting way more comfortable and starting to adjust to that day-to-day NHL routine for goalies.
I think so, and it'll be interesting how it plays out over 82 games because you've got two guys who have not been in that situation before, and I think, it's a long season. Guys get tired. There's ups, there's downs. But they're both in a stretch where they've been playing some pretty good hockey. And John Tortorella said, we're not a .500 team because of our goaltending. He meant that from a negative
sure.
The perspective of the reason they're not better is because they just haven't scored enough goals. But the goaltending has kept them and probably made them a .500 team in a situation where if their goaltending was worse, the record would not be nearly what it is because both goaltenders, Jonas Korpisalo and Elvis Merzlikens, I think have really kind of acquitted themselves well. Last night probably wasn't Korpi's best night, but he did what he had to do to get the win and kind of played to the score a little bit. And, almost like a pitcher who gives up a couple runs, at least, at the end of the day was able to gut out that victory. His numbers over the last, beginning of November have been excellent. All the way around, and then the backup Merzlikens hasn't played a ton, but since his kind of really rough first game in Pittsburgh, he's played 4 games and his save percentage is .920, .919, which is right where you want it to be. These guys are young, and I think they're going to have ups and downs. But if you look at the balance of the season, they've both really played well, and they're easy guys to root for too. You see them around the locker room and talk to them. They're liked by their teammates, especially Korpi because he's been here for 4 years. The dedication that those guys have and just the personality that they have. It's really fun to be around, and it's cool to see them kind of reaping the rewards of the hard work they've put in to get to where they've gotten. Because this team is not in the NHL, you're only as good as your goaltending, and the Jackets have gotten good goaltending this year.
Well, for sure, and Merzlikens, you'd kind of pointed out to him and. Something coaches probably don't care as much about, but I think fans see and that pad, the situation he did with his two leg pads putting the Columbus skyline on that with the Ohio flag and everything. I think fans really buy into that, with the, especially for a position where the guy packed up and just left the team. He really seems to understand that fan base and the fan aspect of the game, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. And this was a guy that was very well liked by the community and by the fan base back where he came from, which was HC Lugano in Switzerland. Was a guy that, you know, the fan base loved him there. And we hear from people from both his native Latvia and from Lugano all the time, like, how's Elvis doing? How's Elvis doing? So it's pretty clear that he made an impact on those fans. And, you know, he's got personality by the boatload here. He's always got a smile on his face and a lot of passion, and he's fun to be around. And he's a guy that cares kind of about, you know, what the outward appearance says about him, just from, you know, he's a guy, he's got a lot of tattoos. He likes to kind of display on his sleeve what his personality is, and he likes to display it on his goalie pads as well. So to come out and put the Columbus skyline, not just his leg pads, but his blocker and the catching glove as well. He did something similar in Lugano with one of the landmarks there. This is a guy that thinks about these things, but it's all in fun too, and it's all about just kind of showing, how important these things are to him. And so it's kind of cool that even though he just got to Columbus, spent a little time here over the spring, but, really just moved here full time in August. And the fact that he's already kind of saluting the fan base and saluting the city is kind of a neat thing.
Well, speaking of star goaltenders in Columbus, Jeff, I saw your Facebook page went viral the other day. You hung up the goalie pads and you put on the regular gear and were donning the Jackets practice jersey and went out for a skate. What was that all about? Did you take place in a pickup game?
I actually have a story coming on one of our assistant coaches named Kenny McCudden, who is essentially our skills coach. And what that means is, kind of just works guys through situations about very specific, like how to, passing and stick handling in certain situations that guys use in a game all the time. So sure. It's not just, go out there and do some ridiculous stick handling and try to score a highlight reel goal. He's teaching them, the importance of, say, getting the puck in the corner, getting possession. If you're a forward, getting it out to the defense and then getting in a position where they can return the puck to you. Things that you'll see actually in a game. And so he's one of the top coaches in the world at this. He coaches Olympians. He coaches NHL stars. He coaches a lot of the top players in the world. And so he put me through one of these workouts the other day so I could see what it was like firsthand to be able to, he coaches the best in the world and is able to make them better. We decided to see what he could do with someone like me who has, no skill whatsoever. And it ended up being pretty fun, and I'm talking to some of the guys, and it'll be fun to see how this all comes together, just to kind of show what Kenny does, because he's a real true gem here in Columbus. He's a behind-the-scenes guy.
That's awesome.
But he really brings a lot to the table on this franchise, and so kind of fun to work with him and just see what it's all about, because he's a real character around here, and everyone really enjoys him. So fun to spend some time with him on that. Fun to put the pads on and go out there a little bit as well for me.
I look forward to that. And that's going to be available on BlueJackets.com when you finish it up?
That is right, yes.
Is there going to be video on it? Are we going to get to see the skills
oh,
in
yeah.
place, Jeff? All right.
Oh, they mic'd me up. They mic'd him up. They had our video guy was out on the ice with us.
Awesome.
I only saw one, so I think that was better than I thought it was going to be. So, I was expecting the entire thing to be video of me falling all over the place, but it turns out it was a little better than that. So I'm proud of that.
Well, sure. It's a little tougher to go from between the pipes out there to between the lines, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, I spend most of my time standing in a very small area, so this was a little different.
Good stuff. Well, Jeff, hopefully you came out of that totally unharmed. And as Matt mentioned, we look forward to reading all about it soon. As always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Safe travels up to Winnipeg, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Again, that's Jeff Svoboda, Columbus Blue Jackets insider, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break. Matt and I will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.